The Symphony Honolulu will soar 400 feet high and anchor the corner of Ward Avenue and Kapi'olani Boulevard. When completed in 2 years, the high-end condominium will provide 100 so-called reserved housing units. Kyle Shelley, a 29-year-old loan officer, purchased his first condo unit using the state-subsidized program.
About a two-bedroom corner unit. The price to me is right around $540,000 for a unit that's valued at about $750,000, maybe $760,000, I forget the exact value. Yeah, so that's a significant discount.
Reserved housing requires certain asset limits, and a buyer cannot own a property in the last 3 years. Assistant Sales Director Reed Okamura says annual gross income limits are $108,000 for a single person and $120,000 for a family of two. Okamura says there are about 50 reserved units still available.
So we're starting at about $390,000, so that's for a one-bedroom, okay? And the two bedrooms will start about $499,000. Down payment would be 5% to write a contract and an additional 5% after 30 days.
As far as value, Dan Nishikawa, president of developer Oliver McMillan Pacific Rim, says the best materials and design elements available are being used.
We wanted a building that would stand out in the skyline. We're using a silver glass versus a blue or a green glass. We've canted some of our exterior elevation so it'll reflect the sun a little differently. And we also have exterior balconies which create a very nice kapa-like pattern.
Chair and principal of Architects Hawaii, David Miller, says the Symphony building will stand the test of time.
It's not a tour de force that people are going to be wowed over today and tired of tomorrow. It's a building that is elegant, that fits in well with its surroundings, and I think people are going to enjoy its presence here.
Nordic PCL Construction Incorporated President Glenn Kanishigi says he's not certain all the proposed projects will start, but it could be reminiscent of the year 1988.
Back then, if you looked across the Honolulu skyline, the sky was just outlined with tower cranes, and potentially you're going to see something of the magnitude again as to how it was back in the late 80s here.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell says the long-term plan for the Ward Avenue corridor is to transform it over time into the culture and arts center of the city.
We're working hard to really develop Thomas Square, the Honolulu Museum of Art on the Mauka side, and our great Blaisdell Arena, all the way down to the Hughes property, where it's going to open up into a great Ahupua kind of mountain-to-the-sea mall.
Meanwhile, reserved housing owner Shelley says he expects his investment to appreciate significantly, and the time to stretch himself is now while he's young and single.
You know, I don't have kids. I'm not committed. I don't have all these things burdening me right now. So this, to me, is the perfect time to try and stretch myself a little bit, make it work. And, you know, this is still two and a half years away when I actually have to be, you know, making these payments, right? So for me, it's a dream come true kind of thing.
According to the Hawaii Community Development Authority, an estimated 5,000 condominium units have been approved for construction in Kaka'ako, and half the units are being offered as reserved housing. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.